From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world, 50 states, 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon from the city of San Fran Fentanyl. San Fran Feces, Slum Francisco, here in Commie Fornaye. Welcome new listeners, regular listeners, I love you. How is everybody doing today? I hope you guys are great. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Many of you have listened to almost every one of these daily Kvetchathons, and I'm almost up to 600, so kudos to you, my dear. Kudos. Well, here is your daily micro Kvetch. Some thoughts about the future of California. Some thoughts about the future of California. Well, I really made sure to be off Twitter. I came back 2 days ago to say I'll be back in 2 days, but I made sure to stay out of all the election nonsense. I'm not here to be the face of anybody. I'm not here to be a social justice warrior. I'm not here to raise my stress. Or did you hear my voice go up when I say that? Raise my stress. My voice cracked. Raise my blood pressure. Anything that's not going to positively benefit. And we've got to recall the governor, who used to be the mayor in San Francisco. I've never met him, but I would see him. He had a vibe like he was a regular guy, you know, an elitist. And I have nothing against elitist, personally. He seemed like a decent guy. And he is the governor of California. My thoughts about the future of California? Well, I think the future looks bright in general. I have optimism for the future. I do not have optimism about the state of California, and that's my reality. I've only lived here since the 1980s. I've only spent the majority of my life in California, so what the heck do I know about it? I don't see things really getting better for the state.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
As far as the major cities, people are leaving them. I just spoke to a friend, her and her man. He sold his mansion and the mission. He had a big place. Sold it. I can't say this because they don't listen to my show. I think he sold it for a couple million. It was big. And I just was told that the person who is buying it is trying to underpay $200K because, you know, real estate is down generally in San Francisco. There are some districts where real estate is going up, but this is a buyer's market in San Francisco. People are leaving the city in droves, regardless of what you've been told, the propaganda. There is an article from this rag called Time Out saying the best city in the world is San Francisco. The best city in the world. How much did they pay them to say that? And then they were talking about parklets, COVID response, and marijuana. Really? Ooh. Yeah, the city's been locked down. It's been reset. It's not that wild and crazy, lovey-dovey, sexy, diverse, cool, arty city that it was before the COVID reset started March 2020, when our mayor invited anybody to shelter in place on the sidewalks of San Francisco. I really wish I was kidding about that. So this article came out. It was pure propaganda. The best city in the world is a city where junkies are allowed to terrorize up to 16 different neighborhoods. The best city where we have a commie DA so awful and corrupt and a criminal loving that he definitely will be recalled. The best city in the world with a just lunatic Board of Education. Three members are also up for recall. The city is a mess. Public school kids have been out of school for about a year and a half. They're barely trickling back. There is COVID restrictions in some places, but the junkies, they do what they want. It's their streets. There are, I'm assuming, my thoughts, I'm thinking it's about 10,000 junkies living on the sidewalks of San Francisco. There are probably between 300 to 500 illegal Honduran drug dealers that are allowed to do whatever the heck they want because of the commie DA doesn't prosecute them. So this is supposed to be the showcase city of California, San Francisco. It's supposed to be the leader of California. So California is effed. Frankly, the future of California is effed. And if you're listening and you want to, you're thinking about moving out here, I recommend that you come out and visit first. Don't do a blind relocation unless you have a high-profile job where your job is paying all your relocation fees and paying your rent. That's the only way I would recommend that you do a blind move. Otherwise, you need to come out here and see what it's like for yourself. The future of California, I believe, will be more COVID restrictions, COVID travel restrictions, more draconian rules, more people running out of the state streaming. And when you go to all major California cities, the freeway overpasses, the major city streets, there are shanty towns, which are inhabited primarily by junkies. I know a lot of people like to mythologize street people. People who are not junkies are doing whatever they can to work the system to get off the concrete. They will hide in the bushes versus squatting on an open public sidewalk. The people squatting on open public sidewalks are mentally ill drug addicts, also known as junkies. So the future of California is in peril. You notice I'm not talking about who's going to be elected. There's so much I could say that I'm not going to say. I'm not here to be a sacrifice. I'm not here to be a mouthpiece. I'm not here for people to say, well, Didi said that, you know, because, oh, gosh, people, there are so many cowards and weaklings that hit me up, especially since I openly denounced my advocation for the Tenderloin, a seriously impacted district. I'm done advocating. I will critique the Tenderloin, but I'm not saying save the Tenderloin, because the cotton soft spineless males of the district have not strongly advocated. So I'm a woman. I'm not a strong black woman.
We're allergic to free range hyperallergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I'm not a social justice warrior. The men have failed the Tenderloin. But back to the point, yeah, the future does not look bright for California. I wouldn't recommend you relocating out here unless you're a broke junkie. This is your state. Unless you're a drug dealer, come on. Or unless you're in the marijuana business. Or again, you have a high-profile job and they're paying your relocation fee. Other than that, just visit California so you may see. You need to experience California for yourself. It's a long state. You can ski and then like drive a few hundred miles and then jump in the ocean. Yeah, it's got some beautiful scenery, nice temperatures, but the quality of living is really, really weird, baby. It's really weird. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you for your endorsement and for coming along on this journey. And for those of you who really were there for me when I was advocating for the Tenderloin, thank you for your companionship and thank you for being a comrade. That cycle is done. That's over. I don't care what happens to the Tenderloin. Frankly, I do not. You know, there are other people who can do that or not. I don't care. All right, everybody. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibes. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. This is sexist womanist bohemian excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Didi LaFrac.